The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. Make the preparations there." The disciples went off, entered the city, and found it was just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take this. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. And they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is the blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. So it's very fitting that this beautiful feast day of Corpus Christi is also the Sunday that the Archdiocese of Los Angeles has chosen to launch our 2021 Together in Mission campaign. And for those of you who might be new to Together in Mission, it's an archdiocesan-wide campaign in which all of us come together as the body of Christ in a very concrete way to share our resources in order to help keep parishes and schools that are in less well-resourced areas of our archdiocese, to help them to keep their doors open. It's my great pleasure today to introduce to you Humberto Ramos, who is the Parish Life Director at Epiphany Church in South El Monte, who's going to be talking a little bit about his experience of what it means to be Christ in South El Monte.
Good morning. My name is Humberto Ramos, as Cambria already introduced me. For the last 9 months, I have been the parish life director at Epiphany in South El Monte. I want to thank Cambria for this opportunity to be here with you this morning, and certainly Father Dennis, especially in this celebration of the solemnity of Corpus Christi, the feast of the body and blood of Christ. This feast invites us to reflect on the mystery of God's love poured out through his Son, Jesus, our Lord, and his body, the church. In previous years, while I was a pastor leader at St. Marcellinus, we would have procession through the city, and the priest would carry the monstrance, and parishioners would follow on foot, singing Eucharistic songs. Our annual celebration was a living witness of our belief that Christ is present in the consecrated host that we received at Holy Communion. The procession of people marching through the streets not only emphasized the sacramental presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, but also the fact that we, the church, the people of God, the pilgrim people, are the body of Christ. The mystery that we celebrate on this feast invites us to reflect on how Jesus wanted us to continue to have him present with us, and how he wanted us to continue his mission of being bread that is broken, to be given out to be consumed for the salvation of all. This morning, I feel in communion with you. We are the body of Christ. He is the head of the church, and we are the rest of the members. St. Paul reminds us that when one part of the body suffers, the rest of the body suffers. Inversely, when one of the members rejoices, we all celebrate. This morning, I want to thank you for your continuous commitment to support Together in Mission. Our parish school at Epiphany could not keep its doors open without the aid received from Together in Mission. This annual campaign helps to continue the mission of Jesus alive in parish schools and parishes in poorer communities. The pandemic has impacted us all, but it has affected some communities more than others. This past year, many of our school parents were faced with having to choose to send their children to our school or to pay the babysitter to care for their children at home as they had to go to work. This crisis has caused the loss of almost a third of our student body. As I arrived to Epiphany in September, I found that we didn't have money to meet the parish payroll for that month. Not only that the PPP loan had been used up, but soon afterwards, I found out that the PPP loan had been overfunded and that we owed money back to Uncle Sam. Thank God for some of the funds that were available through Together in Mission. And so the bishop was very kind to help us meet our obligations for that month. And even with that aid, we had to reduce positions and reduce hours as we move forward. Imagine, I just came into the parish and I had to cut people. That's not very popular. So even with this money that we were able to receive for our school principal is a wonderful principal, but she goes out and cleans the school bathrooms because we can't afford a janitor. And she teaches kindergarten to make things, to meet our, stay within our budget. I found myself wearing many hats as well. I had to, besides my pastoral duties, I had to become the maintenance man and the director of religious education and the business manager, to name a few the new tasks. This is a common phenomenon in our community, a poor community, where people have to have two or three jobs to make ends meet. According to the 2020 census that's just out, over 50% of the people in this parish are immigrant. The annual per capita income in the area is $17,565. And almost one in five live in poverty. Our parishioners work hard and they give generously within their means. They share their time and their talent and their treasure. We could not operate without the army of volunteers that make our parish come alive. Our parish will carry on. However, there are some schools like Epiphany that cannot survive without your help. Parish schools not only teach writing, reading, writing, and arithmetic well, but they teach the values of the kingdom. They make Jesus present and continue his mission of life. With your pledged contribution, you will allow many of our schools to continue to operate. You become a missionary to bring the message of the gospel to these communities within our archdiocese. In the past, we had many vocations to the priesthood and religious life. These women and men gave their lives to establish and run our Catholic institutions. We're living different times. There's a shortage of priests and religious. We are living a new reality in which it requires all the people of God to become involved in the mission of Jesus and his church. The model of a parish being led by a lay person is relatively new. However, this reality is not new to Catholic schools, where many lay principals and school principals have been running our schools. Religious have simply disappeared in the mission to proclaim the good news, to continue the mission of Jesus, to teach, preach, and heal, has been passed on to the laity. I would like to conclude with a personal testimony to highlight the importance of the Catholic education in the commitment to the immigrant by our church. My parents migrated from a little town in Jalisco, Mexico, in the 1960s, and brought my sister, two brothers, and I with them. We settled in San Gabriel. San Gabriel Mission became our parish. My parents are devout Catholics. They went on to have two other daughters, plus two sets of twins, not in that order. I'm the eldest of 10. Together in Mission did not exist in the 60s, but between the Claretian Fathers and the Dominican Sisters of San Jose, my parents were given the opportunity to squeeze our whole family paying reduced tuition at St. Gabriel Mission Grammar School, and thus setting the foundation for our success. Today, these four immigrant children that arrived this country over 50 years ago are a retired peace officer, a physician, a priest serving in Orange County, and myself. Without boring you with all the details, the rest of my family are just as successful and committed to serving others. Our family would not have achieved social mobility had it not been for the Catholic Church's commitment to educate the immigrant. The lack of vocations has forced the Dominican Sisters of San Jose to leave schools like Santa Teresita in East Los Angeles and St. Gabriel Mission. I'm extremely grateful to the German sisters who taught our family not only to read and to write, but to instill in us the spirit of St. Dominic, to give to others the fruit of our contemplation. You and I make the body of Christ. You and I make Jesus present to those around us. You and I continue the mission of Jesus. Let us give generously to Together Mission so that our parishes and schools may keep their doors open. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Thank you very much, Umberto, for that very inspirational homily about the importance of being the body of Christ. And so it's my privilege to actually invite those of you who've not yet been able to make a contribution to Together in Mission, to invite you to consider to do that now. So I know many of you have already received the envelope that looks like this in the mail. And some of you have already sent them back in. So if you've already given a contribution this year, then a profound thank you from all of us here at Holy Family and from the parishes that are served and schools that are served by Together in Mission. If you're somebody who hasn't yet been able to give, then I would ask you to consider doing so now. So those of you who are present in the church, if you want another or you need a copy of an envelope or a pen, then just raise your hand and Julio or Edwin will be able to help you. If you're someone who's watching us from home and you haven't received a Together in Mission envelope, I would encourage you to go online. You can go to holyfamily.org and make a donation to Together in Mission directly that way, or send us a check or send us a check-in to the mail to Holy Family, and we will be happy to process that towards Together in Mission. So our goal this year is about $131,000, and we're already about $20,000 towards that goal. So again, thank you if you've already given to Together in Mission. And as Umberto said, your support is so incredibly important in keeping open the doors of our parishes and schools in less well-resourced areas of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Holy Family has been richly blessed with parishioners who are able to support us financially, and we really want to share some of those blessings with parishes that aren't quite so fortunate in that area of blessing. So I'm not going to do the tedious thing and walk you through how to fill out the pledge form, which is on the inside of the envelope, but I would just point out a couple of details. One is that about two-thirds of the way down the pledge form on the inside of the envelope, there is a line there that says, credit my gift to Parish City, and we would invite you to write Holy Family Parish, South Pasadena, so that we get credit towards our goal of $131,000. The Together in Mission campaign is very flexible in terms of how you can make a donation to the campaign. You can make your full pledge or a full donation today, either by check or credit card or with cash, and you can put a check or credit card inside the envelope. Or you could make a pledge over the next 7 months by credit card, and those options are there for you to complete on the pledge form. So whatever works for your household budget. And no donation is too small or too big for this. So even if you can give $5, whatever you can give, it will be greatly appreciated and will help us make a difference to so many parishes and schools. So we're going to ask you to, when you've completed your pledge form, if you're giving a check or money today, place that in the envelope, seal the envelope, and then we're going to invite you to hold on to the envelope, and when you leave today, there'll be a box as you leave the collection box, as you leave the church, and you can just drop the envelope in there. We're following our COVID protocols. So just again to say a very, very profound thank you. Every year we exceed our goal to Together in Mission, and I'm so profoundly grateful for all of your generosity over these years, and I know that tradition will continue. So thank you, and God bless you.